Well, hi there, folks. Welcome to the program. This is, well, what I would call an emergency podcast. There are many people out there saying that we are on the verge of World War III. I do not believe that's the case. I certainly believe that Joe Biden's ineptitude, his weakness, put our enemies in a spot where they can now take advantage of the situation, but I don't think we're on the verge of World War III. Here's why. China is pulling the strings for Iran. China doesn't give a rat's ass about Iran. China knows that we could go back, we could hit Iran hard, and China's not going to do anything about it. So while many of my conservative friends are saying that we are on the verge of World War III, I would tell you we're not, mainly because the world economy right now is so fragile, even our enemies know that we cannot afford, as a world, to go into World War III. Almost across the board, world leaders agree with this. So if we were to hit Iran and hit them hard, and the chances are the United States isn't going to do that, if we were, I don't think you see Russia or China do anything about it. If Israel hits Iran hard, I don't think you see China or Russia do anything about it. Iran was a pawn in all of this, just to create more chaos, weaken the allies, get the bees buzzing. All of this now means that, yes, there's more unrest in the Middle East. Yes, there's more uncertainty. But I'm going to explain in this podcast why I do not believe World War III is on the horizon. So beware of the clickbait that is telling you World War III will be upon us. I don't think that's the case, folks. I really don't. With that, I want to thank Midas Gold Group for sponsoring this program. MidasGoldGroup.com. Now's the time to put your money into precious metals. Look what we're seeing in the Middle East. This is a sure sign to put some money into gold. Midas Gold Group can help you do that. All right, folks, let's get the show started.
Uncensored and unapologetic. This is Stenchfield. Here's your host, Grant Stenchfield.
All right, folks, thank you so very much for joining me on a Sunday. Listen, I know that we have big issues right now in the Middle East. Everyone can agree on that. And I mean, everyone can agree on that. But here's the thing. What happens out of this? Do you think China wants a physical war with the United States? China's warring, waging a cyber war on us. China's waging an economic war on us, but China doesn't want a kinetic war with the United States. Not right now, while it's got Taiwan on its horizon, its expansion into the Red Sea on its horizon, China doing everything it can do to expand. It cannot afford a war with the United States, but it wants a weakened United States. So China says to Iran, who's funding Hezbollah and Hamas and all these groups that are attacking Israel, says, go ahead, attack Israel. Let's see what Joe Biden does. Let's see what America does. We know they're not going to retaliate against us, China. And Russia, Vladimir Putin comes out and says, whose side are you on? This was his latest tweet. Are you on the side of Russia, China, and Iran? Or are you on the side of, and he basically names the allies. Well, I know what side I'm on. I'm on the side of Israel and the allies. But Vladimir Putin appears to stoke the flames, but he too knows that America isn't going to do anything, not to Russia, not to China. So all of this is bluster. All of it is stoking the propaganda flames just to weaken the United States. This is why I feel very good that World War III is not going to start anytime soon. Now, Joe Biden weakness put us in this position because here's the reality. China and Russia know that under Joe Biden would never strike China or Russia. He's too afraid of what would happen. Joe Biden has made it his mission to appease our enemies, to placate our enemies, even to enrich our enemies. Look at the billions of dollars he sent Iran that enabled Iran to wage this attack on Israel, to fund Hezbollah and Hamas and their attacks on Israel. All of this. Joe Biden, you can thank him for all of it. So under President Trump, this never would have happened. I don't know if you saw President Trump's rally over the weekend, but he started off by what everybody was thinking, at least everybody with any common sense. You've got to stand with Israel. This was President Trump.
I want to say God bless the people of Israel. They're under attack right now. That's because we show great weakness. This would not happen. The weakness that we've shown is unbelievable, and it would not have happened if we were in office. You know that. They know that. Everybody knows that. But America prays for Israel. We send our absolute support to everyone in harm's way. This is an attack that would not have happened. I mean, to think about what we have to go through and the things we put up with the border, with no energy independence, with all electric cars. Would everybody like to buy an electric car for the rest of your life? But we will return the world to peace through strength, and it'll happen very quickly. I will revive American strength abroad, and we will restore American strength at home. We were respected 4 years ago all over the world. Today, we are considered a joke. It's not going to be for long. Believe me, it's not going to be for long.
Thank you, Mr. President. What a sad day in history when America is considered a joke around the world. They're not feared. We aren't feared around the world. And this is, of course, because of Joe Biden. So President Trump at this rally, I mean, summed it up when he said this about Joe Biden and his foreign policy. And don't forget, by the way, before I play this clip, President Trump made a brief mention and then he talked more about it at the rally. But our open borders, we know that there have been terrorists coming across our open borders. So if we strike Iran, and I do believe we need to strike Iran, strike them hard, strike them fast. We don't need to worry about retaliation from China or Russia. We don't need to worry about World War III. Nobody gives a shit about Iran. They don't. It's a shithole country. Nobody cares about them. So what we need to do is put them in check, says you can't do this. Take out their oil refineries, take out some of their shipping ports, maybe their pipelines, take out some critical infrastructure, some government offices. Be done with this, with this rogue regime. Okay? But that's not gonna happen. But what happened? We let all these terrorists into this country. That's the main concern that I have, is the open borders and who has come in that could wage war on us. But Trump summed it up like this.
They're not wrong. He's done everything wrong. Think of it. We've been in this mess together for 3.5 years. Only a little more than 6 months until that most important day in the history of our country, November 5th. Think of that. But what has he done that's good? Nothing. Has anything that he's done turned out? Everything he touches turns to shit.
So true. I can't laugh, but it is true. Everything Joe Biden touches turns to shit. And so here we are. Now, the Sunday morning talk shows. What does Joe Biden do? He marches out all of his henchmen. Chief henchman in charge, John Kirby. The mouthpiece when things get rough. Notice Karine Jean-Pierre was nowhere to be found. She can't handle big situations like this. John Kirby can, though. And John Kirby was placating, bobbing and weaving, but not doing what he needs to do. And that is talking tough. Our enemies need to know you cannot tussle with our friends and allies and us. You tussle with Israel, you tussle with the United States of America. John Kirby on Meet the Press.
A lot of people watched what happened in the skies over the Middle East overnight, and they are wondering this morning, has this now escalated into a wider war?
I don't think there's any reason that it needs to.
But has it? Are we now in the midst of a wider war?
The president doesn't believe that it needs to move in that direction whatsoever, Kristen. What Israel demonstrated last night was an incredible ability to defend itself. Just their own military superiority was quite remarkable yesterday.
All right, so this gets to my other point of why I believe a lot of this was planned out. China knew that the United States and Israel would shoot down most of the drones that Iran sent up and the missiles. In fact, 99% of them were taken out by the United States and Israel. China and Iran knew it would happen. So now John Kirby can come out and he can claim air superiority on behalf of the allies, Israel and the United States, and they couldn't get anything through and very little damage in Israel. So I guess we don't need to hit them back. This is not a larger war. We were very successful in stopping them from doing anything, but that's not the answer. The answer needs to be, notice, Martha, we stopped all those missiles from coming through. Now it's going to be our missiles going the other direction. Because you don't mess with this. I can't tell you when, how this will happen, but Iran better brace itself for the wrath and fury of the United States of America. We may do it tomorrow. We may do it next week. We may do it a month from now. We may do it an hour from now. But you don't get away with attacking our allies. That's for sure. Iran made a very, very bad mistake. That would have been my message coming from the administration. It wasn't. It was, look at us. We stopped them. Everything's fine in the Middle East. Just everybody calm down. Screw that.
Very little got through, and the damage was extraordinarily light. And also, Israel demonstrated again, as I said, that they're not standing alone, that they have friends. So the president's been clear. We don't want to see this escalate. We're not looking for a wider war with Iran. I think the coming hours and days will tell us a lot.
But what?
We're not looking for a wider war with Iran. The message would be, if that's my henchman, or if I was blessed enough to be the spokesperson for President Trump, a war with Iran. Do you understand that it would take the United States 2.9 seconds to end any war with Iran, and Iran doesn't want to try us? There will be no war with Iran. There will only be devastation if they keep up this nonsense. It's not about a war with Iran. We can take them out very, very quickly. And they better think about what they're doing here. And they better be prepared for retaliation, because you don't get away with attacking our allies like this. Today, we should be taking out their oil refineries, their critical infrastructure, their shipping ports, debilitate Iran today and teach them a lesson. You don't do this. But again, what is John Kirby doing? He's placating.
What's your response to Americans who see those missiles being intercepted in the skies overnight and believe that this has already escalated?
I would ask the Americans that saw what happened last night to take heart in terms of the military capability of their forces in the region, how they are defending themselves and defending our interests in the region. And also, I reiterate what I said before. Know that the president is working the diplomatic side of this personally. In fact, today, just a little bit later today, he's going to call the G7 together.
He went to the beach and then came back to the White House. The president himself is working things diplomatically. Let me tell you something. The American people don't want Joe Biden working anything. The American people want Joe Biden gone. We need President Trump back in office so we can get these enemies back in check and under control. But this is not the response that I want when our one true ally in the Middle East is attacked. All right, folks, as I mentioned to you, my friends over at Midas Gold Group, I'm going to play more from John Kirby, by the way, and I've got some Republican responses to all of this. But my friends over at Midas Gold Group, listen, they are veteran-owned, okay? They are there for you in times just like this. We don't know what the markets are going to do, okay? Because all of this uncertainty is never good. Inflation is on the rise again. You got a government that is so overreaching. You want safety, you want security, you want privacy. I would offer up, put some money into gold. How much money is right for you? You got to talk to our friends at Midas Gold Group about that. MidasGoldGroup.com, MidasGoldGroup.com. 855-322-GOLD, 855-322-GOLD. So I've had so many viewers, listeners of this program, my radio show, go to Midas Gold Group with great success. From young people just starting out investing in gold to a few of my friends who are very, very wealthy individuals and would only use Midas Gold to hedge their portfolio with gold. So I trust these guys. I know them all personally. I urge you to check them out. 855-322-GOLD, 855-322-GOLD, MidasGoldGroup.com. All right, so what is one of the reasons why we have this problem? Well, we have Joe Biden, who, of course, does not know how to play a tough guy, act a tough guy, or even be believable as a tough guy. This was just before Iran attacked Israel.
What is your message to Iran in this moment?
Don't.
Are American personnel at risk, Mr. President? Mr. President, are
one more time.
To Iran in this moment?
Don't.
Are American personnel and assets at risk, Mr. President?
Don't. That's been his message. This has been the administration's catchphrase. Don't. What do you say to our enemies? Don't. They did. You said don't. Iran said we will. And we did. That means that you have no credibility. They do not fear you, Joe Biden. And this is what makes the entire world a more dangerous place. He came back to the podium, and you know when he comes back to the podium, his entire staff cringes because you don't know what he's going to say.
Are American troops at risk as well?
We are devoted to the defense of Israel. We will support Israel. We will defend, help defend Israel, and Iran will not succeed. Thank you very much.
What would trigger a direct U.S. response, sir?
No answer. What should be a direct U.S. response? Iran will not succeed. We'll support Israel. Well, we're told that he got on a phone call and he told Benjamin Netanyahu, don't do anything. Stand down. Since we stopped everything from coming across, very little damage, don't do anything. Let's work diplomatically. Meanwhile, no movement on the hostages. None. John Kirby went on Face the Nation after he was on Meet the Press.
The Mossad announced this morning that Hamas rejected this latest proposal for the release of hostages, saying it proves Yahya Sinwar, the Hamas leader in Gaza, does not want a deal. Does the U.S. share that assessment? Is the diplomacy dead, or is this just another bump in the road?
All right. Do you want my answer to this? You heard that question. My answer would be, we are going to tell Israel, and we will help Israel get their hostages back. These people, these terrorists, better make a deal to return the hostages. Otherwise, it's going to get very, very bad for them. In fact, really, really bad. Every day they don't make a deal means more people in Gaza suffer, thanks to the people of Hamas that are cutting off aid, thanks to the terrorists of Hamas that are cutting off aid. Return the hostages now.
Considering diplomacy dead, there is a new deal on the table that Director Burns negotiated a week or so ago in Cairo. It is a good deal. It would get dozens of the most at risk, women, elderly, the wounded, out, get us a 6-week ceasefire, so a little bit more calm, and get us an opportunity to get more humanitarian assistance in.
They already said they don't have the hostages. There was a deal to return 40 elderly men, children, women, the injured, to Israel, 40 of them. We can't round up 40, they said. I believe most of the hostages are dead. After this attack by Iran, I would tell Israel, feel free to go after Iran, and you obliterate Hamas wherever you have to go in and do it. You smoke them out and you kill them.
Hamas leaders need to take that deal, and we're not considering this dead at this point.
So that Mossad rejection is not closing
the
door.
We're not considering it a dead letter.
Okay.
So the leader of Hamas says the deal's dead, and you say, well, we don't consider it dead. This is like a business negotiation. Hey, I want to buy your business. I know you're selling it for $1 million. I'm offering you $500,000. Go pound sand. I'm not selling it for half price. And then me, who's trying to buy it for $500,000, say, I don't think the deal's dead. We still have a deal on the table. I just told you to go pound sand. What kind of deal is that?
Last Sunday when you were here, you told us that the U.S. expected to have talks with Israel, perhaps as soon as this week, about their plans to go into southern Gaza, into Rafah. When is that happening? Do we have any further details?
We think that discussion, first of all, there's been some staff technical level talks, even since you and I last spoke. We expect that larger conversation with our Israeli counterparts to happen in coming days, hopefully this week.
Hopefully this week.
Hopefully this week.
They're useless. They don't talk tough. No one's afraid of them. All they're trying to do is placate. Let's negotiate. Do you not see that with people who claim to be Islamic holy warriors, jihadists, that will sacrifice their lives in the name of their fake phony God, Allah, because Allah doesn't, the way they believe in Allah is nothing my God believes in, okay? So their fake phony fraud of Allah, it's not working diplomacy. They only know one thing, the tough hand of the United States military. That has always been what beats these people back. And you know, you hear all the reporters, oh, are American troops in harm's way? Now, look, I don't want any American troops injured or killed, but let's be real about this. This is the United States military. You think they signed up not to go to war, not to defend us, not to defend our allies, not to defend freedom, not to fight the terrorists over there before they get here? I'm always concerned about our troops' safety, but listen, that's part of the job. They're big boys, big men and women. They can handle battle. They wouldn't have signed up if they didn't. Now, I don't want unnecessary wars, believe me. I really don't think we need boots on the ground. We live in a different time now. There's no reason we need boots on the ground going into Iran. Our military, our air superiority, our missiles, our nuclear submarines, we could blast away at Iran. And as I said, 2.9 seconds, that country is just could be another parking lot, quite frankly. All right. So when I tell you what is amazing about all of this is that here we are with this massive amounts of chaos. We've got a war between Russia and Ukraine. We've got a war between Hamas and now Israel and Iran. And what did Joe Biden say during the campaign? Okay. Back in 2020, just before the election.
The world has changed because what Trump has done. And the American people, including independents and some Republicans, know how bad he is, know how much he's misrepresented, know how he's getting close to getting us in a war. I said, as the walls close in on this man, I'm worried he's going to get us to war in Iran. Unfortunately, I may have been right. The fact of the matter is, there's a lot at stake in this election.
Is it not ironic that Russia didn't do anything under President Trump? And isn't it ironic that Iran didn't either? And now he claims Trump was going to get us in a war with Iran. And look, who now has the possibility of us getting in a kinetic confrontation with Iran. As I said, if the commander-in-chief were to let the United States military do their job, it's not a war with Iran. Iran doesn't stand a chance against the United States. But believe me, Iran is working for nuclear weapons. And the reason they're getting nuclear weapons is because the United States under Joe Biden has given them billions of dollars. Yes, there have been some assets frozen. Other assets have gotten through. Don't forget the plane loads of cash the Obama administration sent to them. But that didn't stop the very devious Sunday morning hosts from going after Republican lawmakers who made the same claim that I made. Watch this interaction.
First off, it should never be allowed to be a nuclear weapon state. This administration gave it $6 billion release detainees. It has
Hold on. Those assets were frozen. Congressman, as you know, those were Iranian funds, and the assets are now frozen. Let me ask you this. This administration permitted
Iran to have access to $6 billion that it did not have access to before.
But those assets are frozen and haven't made their way to Iran, as you know, Congressman.
This administration has continued to fail to recognize that Iran is an adversary. It's an adversary to Israel. It is coordinating Hezbollah, Hamas, the Houthis in Yemen, and attacks on commercial waterways. The administration continues to look the other way and fail to recognize that this is escalating.
Congressman,
and they're going to have to step up to the plate.
The administration has done what you've said that they should do, which is to warn that there will be countermeasures if Iran continues to escalate.
They have not done that. In fact, every corner I've seen, it's talking about, oh, this is not an escalation. We shot down all their missiles and their drones. Don't worry about anything. This Kristen Welker, I think that's who that is, she's a propagandist for the Biden administration.
Asking you what should be done right now. Donald Trump's former national security advisor John Bolton called on Israel to destroy Iran's nuclear weapons program. Would you support that?
Well, first off, Israel shouldn't, and the United States have made it very clear that Iran should never be permitted to become a nuclear weapon state. This administration, however, has been very slow to step up to that declaration. They have instead worked to try to engage Iran failed to see it as an adversary, as really a malicious force that is destabilizing the Middle East. Iran was destabilizing the Middle East, they continued to work with Iran, and I think they've emboldened Iran.
Well,
this administration's failing to say there is a red line. There should be a red line.
Congressman, after Donald Trump pulled out of the Iran nuclear deal, Iran is now closer to developing a nuclear weapon. But can you just answer my question? Would you support that? Would you support Israel targeting Iran's nuclear weapons program? Just on that question.
The Iran nuclear deal is what puts Iran on a path to a nuclear bomb. the Biden administration got back into this nuclear deal that sped up the process. But she doesn't tell you that. She makes you think it's the complete opposite, that somehow it's President Trump's fault. The complete opposite is true. And if I was Mike Turner, I would have said to her, yes. In fact, I believe and I'd be advocating for us to take out their nuclear facilities right now. In fact, go back to October 8th, October 9th, October 10th, after the attack. It's exactly what I was calling for. Exactly. And yet here we are, 6 months later, and nothing has been done. So Representative Mike McCaul, congressman from Texas, was also on Face the Nation. Here was his questioning.
How concerned are you about the security threats to Americans abroad? And is the U.S. prepared to do an evacuation if needed?
Yeah, we're always concerned. We don't want escalation in the region. That would be a threat to our troops and our embassies. As I understand, talking to the State Department, the embassy is in good shape right now in Israel.
In Israel.
Yeah, and I think the fact of the matter is, as Mr. Kirby mentioned, is 99% of these rockets and drones were shot down.
Right.
Pretty impressive display of force, showing of force in collaboration with the United States, Jordan, and other allies. And it also showed us Iran's not 10 feet tall.
Mm-hmm.
So this is all part of what they knew would happen. And it's interesting to hear Republicans talk about it. This is where the uniparty comes in. No escalation, okay? We shot down all of the drones and missiles. Everything is okay. We're so strong. They're so weak. They couldn't do it. We stopped them. Screw that. You don't throw a punch at me without me throwing a punch back at you. And by the way, if you throw a punch at me, I'm going to come back and throw three punches at you. But none of this response is any of that, folks, which is really quite frightening. They want to talk about all this, which is impressive. This is many of those missiles and drones being shot out of the air. Israeli Defense Forces released this. It's cool stuff. It really is. Amazing technology. Speaking of amazing technology, and I'm going to play a clip from Mark Kelly, by the way, the Democrat from Arizona, who just is awful, awful, awful. We'll play him. But I want to tell you about my friends over at Patriot Mobile. PatriotMobile.com is where I want you to go. Switching is so easy, folks. Now with these eSIM cards, all you got to do is call them up. If you want to keep your phone, they can just put that eSIM card in. You're going to be switched over in minutes. You want a new phone, they'll help you upgrade that way too. But Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, which means they're getting fired upon by the media from all directions. This is a company that is under attack, which is why I'm so proud to be a Patriot Mobile customer. And I'm so proud that they sponsor this program, because I will never give up on them, because we need companies like this to stand firm in their beliefs. Now, I want you to consider joining Patriot Mobile as a way to say, you know what, we're pushing back against these woke cell phone companies. We're not giving you our business. And we're going to have the power of all of us together to enable Patriot Mobile to go out with these programs, like putting In God We Trust signs in schools across America to do their thing. But it takes us, people like us, Stinchfield's Army, to join them. So I know I tell you this every show, but now's the time. If you haven't done it yet, just get with Patriot Mobile. PatriotMobile.com/Grant. Use the promo code Grant for free activation. It's a great savings. 972-PATRIOT is the number. 972-PATRIOT. Give them a call today and tell them that Grant Stinchfield sent you. All right, folks. I told you I would play this clip of Mark Kelly. I mean, this is a guy, I believe he was an astronaut. His wife is the anti-gunner. And this is him on Face the Nation.
The U.S. intelligence assessment back in February that was declassified said Iran is, quote, not currently undertaking the key nuclear weapons development activities necessary to produce a testable nuclear device. Are you concerned that some of these calls for strikes on Iran by Israel, or for even U.S. participation in them, could that change Iran's calculus?
Well, I think it could, and that's why we don't want to see this escalate. You know, last night we supported Israel in their defense very successfully.
See all this? this uniparty messaging, we supported Israel in their defense successfully. We don't want to see it escalate. My message is, it's not going to escalate. We're going to throw a punch. It's going to be over. Over quicker they can blink their eyes.
This is a very aggressive act by Iran. They've been, you know, doing this for months now through their proxies, but now directly from Iranian territory. So this is significant. We don't want to see this escalate into a wider conflict. At the same time, I am constantly looking at the Iranian nuclear weapon capability. They could get pretty close pretty fast if they chose to do that.
But they have not, as yet, decided to make that political decision.
That is our intelligence community's analysis of this.
No, it is not. Iran is working feverishly for a nuclear bomb. Wake up. That's covering for Joe Biden because they're now closer and closer to a nuclear weapon than they were under President Trump. So they say this nonsense that, they're abiding by this agreement. No, they're not. Oh, it's so frustrating. All of this puts you, I got my almost soon to be 15-year-old son down the hall from the studio. I'm worried about him. I'm worried about his safety. I'm worried about his security. I'm worried about all of you, your safety and security. These open borders, the biggest fear that I have is we attack Iran, which we should, as I mentioned, but they activate some of these people. This is why, folks, I want your eyes peeled, head on a swivel. And if you're trained to use a firearm and you're lawfully allowed to carry one in public, I want you doing it. We are our own line of protection now, folks. With all of the illegals, with all of the terrorists that have made their way into this country, we know through the southern border, we are our own line of personal defense. All of us together, we gotta come together to protect each other through all of this. So let's do it, okay? Again, just to recap, I don't think World War III is on the horizon. I don't think any of these countries, not Russia, not China, not Europe, not in the Middle East. Nobody respects Iran. As I said, it's a shithole country. Nobody cares about it. They're not going to fight, lose lives over it, create chaos over it, economic disaster over it. It's not going to happen. So World War III is not going to start. But a lot of this nonsense is, and it's going to be a lot of this going back and forth until we get President Trump back in office to put our enemies in check, slap them down when they rise up, and then guess what? That's called peace through strength. And then once again, we have calmness in that region. I cannot wait for that to happen. Here's a story for you. My son's high school sent home a Biden-Harris 2024 shirt. And the assignment was you've got to wear this shirt out and then chart what people's reactions are to your Biden-Harris 2024 shirt. So my son puts the shirt on. He gets kicked, he gets spit on, he gets punched, he gets cursed at, and that was before he left the house. That was before he left the house. Oh, that's my joke of the day. We need a little levity. That didn't really happen. The school didn't really send home a Biden-Harris 2024 shirt, but I wouldn't really kick him, punch him, spit on him, or curse at him. I might curse at him. And I might rip the shirt off and tell him you're not allowed to wear it. But anyway, it was a funny one that a friend of mine sent me. I thought I'd tell it to you. All right, folks, that is going to do it for us today. Appreciate you watching. Stinchfield's Army Rolls, thanks to all of you. We'll have more on the Real America's Voice show, 7 p.m. Eastern time. Thank you so much for watching, folks. God bless every one of you. Be safe.